Hey, you're listening to Space 101.1 FM. I'm Phoebe, and welcome back to our local music show, Northwest Orbit. Hope you're having a lovely day. Thanks so much for tuning in to the last part of our spotlight of Ray Easla, a Bainbridge Island-raised singer-songwriter who blends pop, country, and Americana.
Holding me tight, in your arms, my love, I come undone.
We're kicking it off this week by hearing a little bit about Ray's experience making music in both Seattle and New York, and why she's still in Seattle today.
Yeah, during COVID started 2 years ago, so that's when I left New York. I came to Seattle. There's a lot of like, where am I? What am I doing? And it's always that way, but especially then. So I was here, and I did a few shows, and I started to kind of get in the scene. I mean, shows during COVID. We did like a live stream and something else. And then I moved to Mexico, but I kept, you know, I was working on the record there, but I came back every couple of months for, you know, a couple of shows or this or that. And I just felt like everything that I did in Seattle was just this, it felt good. I felt so good afterwards. Like people just said yes to me, if that makes sense. And in New York, I was just banging my head against a wall, fighting to create opportunities. And I did. I worked so hard for like 5 years to get to a place, especially in live music, which is very competitive over there, to where I was getting these opportunities that I'd wanted since I moved there. And, you know, the metric for that was kind of like, you know, you start to play the bigger venues and you start to get to headline some of those venues. And then like the booking agents will start reaching out to you to open at the big venues for the touring artists. And it's the same in Seattle too. And I got to that point where I was on that list, you know, I was getting those emails. And I was like, thank God. I don't have to like, you know, fight so hard. And that was, yeah, basically the beginning of 2020 is when that started to happen and it all went away. But I'm grateful for it because I feel like I just got told no so much there, which, you know, is fine. But here it's just been, yes, yeah, let's do that. Let's book you. And I gotta say that feels amazing because it feels like I can put in the same amount of hard work and take it further than in a city that maybe wasn't the right fit for me.
When COVID first canceled live bookings and artists lost any potential revenue from live shows, it became even more clear how hard it is for artists to make a living from streaming services. One of the ways that musicians like Ray have tried to counter this is by using non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, which are digital assets bought and sold online, often with cryptocurrency. Ray talked to us about how she's used NFTs to grow her fan base and career.
So first of all, I got into NFTs not that long ago. Things move really quickly in that space. I sort of heard about what was happening in like February of this year, and I was a total skeptic before. You know, I even had like a partner say, why don't you start something? She's like more into the tech world. She's like, why don't you start selling your songs as NFTs? And I was like, no, that's not me. And here I am absolutely doing that and building a career around it. With these tools, you can see transactions, you can see splits, you can see instant payments happening. There's no like middlemen, you know, deciding when people get paid. And that's a huge deal, in my opinion. The way that I'm doing it is, you know, you can build almost like right now it's a separate fan base because it's hard to communicate this to everybody, but basically build another fan base, mostly on Twitter and Discord, of people who want to be a part of this like huge value shift. Like music has value, musicians have value, and that value is much greater than what it currently is. Like the way that we're being valued and paid, it's not that we're not getting paid, it's that we're not getting paid enough, and that's point blank. And I see NFTs as a way to monetize that of value that like is consummate with the work and the budget that it takes to make music and like grow your career. So the way that I launched is I made this whole album in Mexico and there's a whole story behind it and I'm sort of going to roll that out. But the first NFTs that I ever sold were actually these intimate piano recordings from the album making process. So I was sitting on these like gem recordings that honestly, without NFTs, like where would I put that? Like Instagram and the algorithm blocks them, or Spotify and no, you know, there was no place for them. And so I sold them as NFTs and people loved them. They're like, this is amazing. Like, I wish I could get this from all the artists I want to support. And, you know, just from a financial perspective, those three basically demos generated the same revenue that almost 4 million Spotify streams would generate. And that seems like crazy, but what's crazy is that 4 million Spotify streams doesn't generate very much. So that's the ethos. And now it really is a part of my career, my business. And I'm also like getting invited to speak and talk at conferences because of this, which is like awesome, you know, to have musicians like at the table and not just late to the party, you know, as we typically are when it comes to building new things.
American Paradise is the sixth track of Ray's 2021 album, Another Life. She gave us a scoop on the story behind the song.
So in that song, I'm singing to California, which I've never lived in California. But I think, you know, that on a base level, that was a very like East Coast versus West Coast song for me. And I think when I wrote that, you know, a few years ago, that's when I started to realize I maybe wasn't where I belonged in New York, and I was missing home, but also missing Mexico. And so that song sort of captured both my love of Mexico, because California was Mexico, that's sort of where that comes from, and also my craving to go out west. And I ended up doing both. I love American Paradise because I'm very directly singing to a land. And in a lot of songs, I try to express how I feel about like the land or a place and how it's exactly the same as how I feel about a woman or a person. And I sort of interchange between the land and a woman. And so I'm singing to California, but I'm singing to a love, or I'm singing to a love, but I'm singing to a place. And I think that song captures it really well. So yeah, and that's, again, a theme that keeps coming up. And I'm glad I wrote that song, because I think I started to admit where I was in my life, and I ended up fulfilling the prophecy of it. Makes sense. So that's American Paradise.
Do you wanna come on over? Take a red eye back to me, 'cause your daddy, he's a pilot. So you can fly for free, California. Can you hear me? Does your sun always shine on the East Coast? Life is dreary, not like my American paradise. Lazy summers in the evening, when you take me for a swim. Only when I'm dreaming, can I feel like I felt then. California, I'll be fine. All these people, so to
That's a wrap for our last episode of Northwest Orbit with Ray Isla. I want to send out a big thank you to Ray for taking the time to chat with us, and to all the lovely artists we've had the pleasure of talking to, thank you. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous artist features, you can do so at our online archive at space101fm.org. For more info about Ray, check out her website, rayisla.com, or keep up with her on Instagram. We'll see you next week.